Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
My finite mind cannot understand the origin of his goodness. He is a great and mystifying host here before time, a magnificent, encompassing, all-knowing, all-seeing, powerful creator moving about in goodness and in love and in strength. And with the power of suggestion, he created this world. And at the command of his voice, he caused the things we see out of mere thoughts, so that the things we see are made out of things we cannot see. And he is everlasting. He created every living thing. He created you. He created me. For God so loved this world, he gave us his very being. Thank you so much for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Why do they call him that? Because he'll fight for you. He's a personal injury specialist. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. And Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, you can call her at 855-783-3628. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ndweekly. This is the National Detroit version of the Michael Van Tool Show. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, LaToya Sanders. Good morning, co-host.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Detroit.
And how are you this beautiful, sunny Sunday morning?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. How about you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. All right, we're going to see if the rest of the team is on. Henrietta Ivey, political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Great. And now let's go to Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Morning Show team.
Wow, we are all here, and this—I like this. we're all here, and it's a beautiful Sunday morning, and it's good to hear all of your voices this morning. Our special guest today—we have two special guests. One, number one, is Teresa Mitchell. She's the Director of Faith-Based Services for the Detroit 2020 Census. She's going to be joining us in about 15 minutes. Also, gospel singer Randall Smith will be joining us later in the program, and we're going to hear a little bit about his release called Your Everything. So we're going to be talking with Minister Randall Smith later on the program. But the news is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. Did your laptop or desktop computer crash? Does your computer have a virus? Fix it for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. Also, Franklin Wright Settlements. You know, Franklin Wright, even during this pandemic, Franklin Wright Settlements is still working on your behalf. Of course, you know, Missionary Humphrey and I and Kimberly Batchelor Davis are all board members at Franklin Wright. And Franklin Wright is a strong force in helping the community to help itself for more than 139 years. For more than 139 years, it's been a cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups on the east side of Detroit and throughout the Tri-County area. Franklin Wright's values are based on the Settlement House concept of self-help for the continuous improvement and preservation of the family. The organization strives to achieve this through excellence in service and equality of treatment. Rooted in a geographical neighborhood district, the goal is to know and understand the neighborhood and to help develop its potential by providing aid and obtaining the services people need. And like I said, they are open and available to help you. And whether you want to donate or enroll, here's the number to call. And President and CEO Monique Marks is doing a great job and sacrificing. The staff there and the employees and the team are sacrificing at this current time to help you in your community. You can call 313-579-1000. Again, 313-579-1000. And the news is also brought to you in part by the TCBC Timing and Conference Centers. LaToya, tell us a little bit more about the TCBC.
Well, let me tell you, Michael, TCBC, they are amazing over there. The Timing Conference and Banquet Center, they have everything you need in one place. There's ample parking available for your next major event. They have three banquet rooms, a commercial kitchen. They also have in-house catering and more. If you are interested in the Tireman Conference Banquet Center, please dial 313-588-0432. Again, that number is 313-588-0432. They are located on the Detroit-Dearborn border, and the address is 8031 Tireman.
Yes, and they're right between Livernois and Wyoming on the Detroit-Dearborn border. Thank you so much, LaToya. In the news, the global concert last night organized by Lady Gaga raised more than $127 million for the World Health Organization. As you recall, President Trump suspended U.S. contributions to the WHO of up to $500 million in a political dispute with the world, while the world is under siege by this coronavirus pandemic. The president's daily 5 o'clock coronavirus briefings continue to morph into a sort of campaign propaganda show as tens of thousands continue to die and get sick from the virus. His approval ratings are falling, and a recent study shows that Americans are losing confidence in his ability to manage the economy. The nation's governors are also at odds with the president over his handling of supplies, testing, funding, and plans to reopen business activities in each state. The idea of Senator Elizabeth Warren is being floated as the VP running mate to Joe Biden. It is said she can help mobilize the Democratic base and help unify the left and center. Good news now from LaToya.
Okay, Michael. Wow. Yeah, after talking about Trump, we definitely need some good news. Okay. Hilton Hotels and American Express announced that they are teaming up to donate up to 1 million hotel rooms to medical workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Beginning next week, Hilton and American Express will make hotel rooms available without charge to doctors, nurses, EMTs, paramedics, and other frontline medical staff who will need a place to sleep for recharging, isolate from their families until the end of May. Hilton is responding to 10 associations that represent nearly 1 million healthcare workers to provide access to this program. They're making the rooms available across the nation. They want the medical workers to relax, rest, and isolate. This is going to be wonderful, Michael. And the hotel chain is also taking steps to ensure that the rooms are cleaned and sanitized for the healthcare workers. That is amazing,
great.
Michael.
Yes, excellent. Great, good news. All right, Henrietta.
And I can totally relate to that because my husband, he's a frontline worker, and we have to live segregated here in our home because he is in direct contact with people who have coronavirus every day. So I think it's a wonderful program that they have going here, and our frontline workers deserve it.
Yes, that is a challenge now. And just imagine when this first started, people had to kind of figure it out on their own. And but, you know, here, I believe one of the casinos is also a refuge now I guess you can call it, for the frontline workers. Henrietta, you've got any news from your side?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So listen, if you are looking for information regarding the cases of COVID in your zip code, Detroit Free Press has posted up a zip code list letting community know how many people in their neighborhood have cases. And it goes by the zip code, which I thought was really cool because now each person in every zip code get to see the numbers of cases in your area, which will put you more on precaution on how you move around and how you come out about in your community and just kind of put a little bit more precaution on yourself knowing the numbers in your neighborhood. Now, they go by the zip code, and they go by cases per 10,000 residents, and that tells you the number of cases to the population of people in your zip code. I was happy to look at my zip code, and there are 114 cases in my zip code, and that's per 10,000 residents. The number of cases actually in my zip code is 547 coronavirus cases. So that right there tells me that there are a lot of people still not taking precaution. They're still not following the social distancing. And so I think this information is good for each of us. I'm going to share it on my page. So, you know, you can check out your zip code. Now, I was looking at zip code 48201. And from 48238 down to 48209, they had the lowest cases, like literally had the lowest cases. And so I wanted to share that with you guys so you know when you go, when I share it on my page, look it up because then when you can check out your zip code and see what's happening in your community.
Excellent, excellent. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, anything to add to our news commentary?
I just want people to continue to stay informed but not be overwhelmed. Continue to stay safe, stay home, do the same things that you were doing, and just continue to figure out how all these changes are going to impact you when we come back to the world that won't be the same world that we left.
Excellent. Well said. Yes, you got to keep a balance right now. And matter of fact, Kimberly, I do have a reminder popped up on my calendar yesterday for a mental health segment. So we're going to have a mental health segment coming up in the next month and with some experts to talk about how to handle what's going on right now because there are some challenges we're going through. Great. All right. Church closed, weather for those of you who are going out, because a lot of people may not be going to church today, but maybe the drive-up churches, but also going out to work. So, LaToya, what's going on? It looks good from here.
Yes, Michael. Today is going to be a beautiful day. We'll have a high of 57 degrees with mostly cloudy skies today. On Monday, tomorrow, will be mostly sunny with a high of 53 degrees. Tuesday, we'll have a lot of wind gusts in the air, and our temperatures will only be a high of 40. And also on Wednesday, will be partly sunny with a high of 48.
Excellent, excellent. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Teresa Mitchell. She's the Director of Faith-Based Services for Detroit 2020 Census. So we're going to be talking with her about how important it is right now for us to complete our census information, even in this challenging time. We'll be right back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile, just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be
all right. I want to thank you all for joining us this Sunday morning, those of you who are on the phone, those of you who have logged in online on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. You know, there's never been a more challenging time for the U.S. Census. You know, even in normal times, people have been reluctant and afraid to fill out these forms. Teresa Mitchell, the Director of Faith-Based Services for Detroit 2020 Census, is on the line with us now. Good morning, Teresa Mitchell. How are you today?
Good morning, Michael. I am well. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you so much for sharing the information with us this morning. You know, as I said, it's always been some challenges to getting people to be comfortable with filling out census forms. What is the census doing now to confront this new challenge, which is the coronavirus?
So, Michael, it's never been more important to protect the health and safety of all Michiganders during the continuing coronavirus pandemic. And so we are definitely practicing social distancing, and we are making sure that we are doing every virtual campaign that we can to ensure that every Michigander is counted. And so I want to also assure everyone that the census is strictly confidential. A lot of people They do worry about it and they don't complete it for whatever reason, but it is confidential. No one else sees your responses.
So now we were used to seeing something coming in the mail for us to fill out and send
mm-hmm.
back. So now during this time, we can also complete an online form too.
Absolutely. We can complete it online at my2020census.gov, but you can also call 844-330-2020 and as well as still mail your census form in, because if you haven't already received it, a mailer is coming out of the actual form that you will be able to complete and send back.
Great. And, you know, in this challenging time, we're seeing more and more how we can use technology to move us forward. You know, a lot of organizations are going to go to meetings, Skype and Zoom, and using online features. And I see the U.S. Census is also doing the same thing. And this way, you believe that the numbers will still be accurate, will still be able to have an accurate count this way?
I do believe that, but it can only be accurate if everybody completes it so that we have an accurate count, because that accurate count is crucial to our state's future. So please do not delay people any longer. If you haven't done it, we want you to get it done.
Now, it's really important. There's some reasons why cities should have an accurate count. It determines really how the federal government reacts and responds to residents in this particular area. Tell us a little bit more about why it's so important to fill out these forms and get an accurate count.
Absolutely. First, it's our civic responsibility and a duty as a people living in Michigan to get this done. But the census count determines federal funding for local communities and essential services. And so when I say that, I'm talking about healthcare, I'm talking about educational programs, the roads. There are so many things that are impacted by this count.
You know, one thing that's ironic, Ms. Mitchell, is that even during this this pandemic, an accurate census count can really impact how much money a certain area gets for things like this, right? This is a perfect example of why it's important to have an accurate count in a particular city.
Absolutely. Not only does it affect the dollars that individual cities and states receive, but it also determines congressional representation as well. So that's important. So we have to get this census completed, not just for the financial aspect of it, but so that we make sure that we have congressional representation.
And it's not much information. I think, what is it, just like 9 questions that they're asking on the form? But it also can include like disease prevention that we just talked about, public health, but including Medicare, Medicaid is also
absolutely
determined. Yeah. It's interesting how much is based on this, and that's why it's really, you know, people are always concerned that the information is going to be used against them. And, you know, and unfortunately, just like the start of the this pandemic, there was a lot of misinformation, a lot of negative information, incorrect information that was floating around that, you know, African Americans could not get sick from this virus. And
mm-hmm.
there's the same type of misinformation that has been going out for years for the census. And you know, it has really been destructive to our communities. As faith-based director, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing.
Absolutely. And so what we're doing is we're making sure that we're connecting with every church across the across five regions in Michigan. And if we are leaving, honestly, no stone unturned, if there was a church that wasn't on our list, we're finding them. We're reaching out to them because now we're in a technological age, and so everybody has some form of social media. So we're finding them on social media or a member on social media, getting the message to them and saying, hey, if your pastor didn't receive this, share this with your pastor. And so we are definitely making sure that we're in contact with the faith community and the leaders to make sure that they're getting the word out to their congregations. They are setting up call banking, having volunteers to call and make sure that folks are getting it completed. So we really are trying to pull all stops with having to have this social distance where we can't actually go boots on the ground door to door. We're doing it from one DM to the next.
And I've never seen it this easy before, honestly. You know, I fill out mine all the time, just like I vote all the time, too. But it just takes 10 minutes to fill out this form. But this is this a new feature by for calling in? You can call in and fill your census form out there. Is this new or has it been done before?
And so it is, this is an added way to do it. Before we were used to just receiving the document in the mail, but now we have additional ways to get it done. We can, again, go to my2020census.gov and do it online or call 844-330-2020 to get it done. I do want to mention, Michael, there are some folks that may not have an actual residence. So they have the opportunity to still get it completed and be counted. Everyone can be counted during the census. If you do not have the mailer that was sent to you with your unique ID code, if you scroll down when you go to that website, you just click on there's a tab or a link that says I do not have the ID code. Click there. You put your address in, and it even asks, further, if you don't have an address, you can still put your information in and be counted.
Great. Teresa Mitchell, Director for Faith Services for the Detroit 2020 Census, thank you so much. You know, I also want to thank Missionary Hattie Humphrey for connecting us and Emma Bell for putting
yes.
us together here. But thank you so much for the information. And we're going to continue to share it with our listeners throughout the week as we replay the show over and over until next Sunday. So thank you again. We appreciate the information that you shared with us today.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me again.
Absolutely. God bless you. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, we are going to talk with the Sunday morning team about a few different things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile, just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing. Our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to ChapelHillFuneralHomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool. Let me tell you something, don't you worry
about a thing tonight. All right, we are back. This portion of the program is brought to you by American Standard Roofing. We've got you covered. The number for American Standard Roofing is 248-350-2323. American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. You know, they have lifetime material warranties, certified installation crews. They're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They're family-owned and operated. Call Gail and tell them that you heard it on the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The number is 248-350-2323. And Johnny Hawkins is called the Warrior Lawyer because he'll fight for you. And let me tell you, he's got some cases right now, and he's had some. We've talked about it in the past, some of the cases that he's handled and some that he's handling right now that are that you need a fighter in the court for you right now. He's also expert in civil rights law, probate, civil litigation, but especially personal injury. I've got a list here of about 12 awards, national awards, that Johnny Hawkins has won over the years. The Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. You're going to be hearing more about attorney Johnny Hawkins this year. The number is 248-567-9990. Look, Michigan Ocean has partnered with Ray Simone Partners to create a small business support team to help you navigate the maze of options created to help you survive this coronavirus crisis. The packages of services are offered at an affordable price, only $250, but most of all, we'll help you collect the documents, complete the app, submit your loan applications, put you in touch with up to 15 lenders, provide you with some credit repair support, and more. Call 248-516-8300. And finally, Kyle's and Kyle's. Look out your window. It's nice right now. It's a good time to start planning for your spring repairs. Some of you may have to have some plumbing done now. Everybody's home now. Right now, you might need to replace some water heaters and some other kitchen upgrades. Call Kyle's and Kyle's. Get it ready. Get ready. Spring is here. 313-412-7064. Again, Kyle's and Kyle's, the place where the common man can expect quality work. 313-412-7064. Okay, the Sunday morning team is here. And I just wanted to, we're going to be talking to Minister Randall Smith in a few minutes too, and we're going to listen to some of his music. But Sunday morning team, I wanted to just kind of go over a few things with you guys this because Henrietta and I talked yesterday at length, and a lot of things came up. First of all, have you started getting your stimulus checks yet?
I got mine, Michael.
I'm waiting for mine. The IRS site crashed, and I was trying to load in my banking information, and it's been down for a few days now, so I may just have to wait for a paper check. But yes, I think right now the priority is those who were non-filers. They got their stuff went out first. Then those who file but had their banking information already on file, which, of course, that would be LaToya because she's so perfect. She's just up on everything, isn't she?
Oh, my God. That's totally not true.
Well, you know, I'm
waiting for mine.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the system crashing. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, for me, they sent me out an identity pin, which I thought that was kind of weird because I did not, claim identity theft or anything like that. But I think mine was linked to last year when they were sending out, the audits and the random identity verification letters. I was one of those who got the letter, and each time I tried to call and identify myself, they was like, "Well, no, our system says something different." And I'm like, how? I've been filing my taxes forever, and all of a sudden you ask me questions, and you go, "Oh, well, we can't identify you." So it led into me this year having the same issue. So I'm kind of wondering if, because I did call them early on, like early March, to get it all situated. I talked to a gentleman. He had got the 2018 part done, but was supposed to send me out information for me to use my PIN number to go and finish filing my 2019. However, with all the pandemic and all the shutdowns and stay home, stay safe in place, I have not been able to talk to a live IRS person, period. So I think, like you said, Michael, it's probably just going to come down to me end up getting a paper check, which I don't, I don't like doing anything paper. I'd rather have it on direct deposit.
And guys, just jump in anytime because we're all, I've joined us all on conference. Do you think it's time to open up the states? I think probably state by state and maybe even region by region. What do you think about push for the president to reopen and restart, get the economy going again? What do you think about that?
Absolutely not.
Nope, not with that.
You know, I think there could be some tweaks to some of the states. Like in here in Michigan, I think maybe we can kind of let some landscapers get going because I don't think they really interact with too many people. And I think maybe there's some areas that are remote that can relax. But I don't think that we should act like everything is back to – you know, everything cannot just go back to normal just because we say it, you know.
Right.
I've heard some restaurants even begin removing tables now because they want to, they don't want people compressed or close together. You know, I don't think clubs and dance clubs can open. I don't think we can have banquets. So there, it's got to be organized. And I just don't think, I think it's chaos right now on this reopening. It's horrible.
So here's my question. So just what you said, Michael, if we're going to reopen restaurants, are we going to let the same number of people come into a restaurant, or are we going to try to practice social distancing? Because, you know, as human beings, sometimes we have a short memory and we think, oh,
yeah,
everything's back to normal. We don't have to do the same things, and we sort of get lax and people forget. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about how we wipe our cars down and how we think twice about eating in our cars. You know, when you're busy, you run from meeting to meeting. Sometimes your car becomes the best place for you to eat something while you're going to another meeting. How are people going to be able to do that? Think about a movie theater. If a movie theater seats 100 people, and, you know, most of them are bigger than that, but if it seats 100 people, are we only going to say 50? And then what happens if someone sneezes or coughs in
yeah.
the theater or in the restaurant? People are going to panic. And I say this because there's been all this criticism about the people who've been hanging out downtown when it's been warm. They've been on the Riverwalk. They've been in River Rouge playing basketball, hanging out, having parties. They've been out on their motorcycle. I went out yesterday. I saw lots of people out walking. You could tell that, you know, they were either related or neighbors or what have you. But even with the shutdown, you still see some behavior where you're like, but the experts said we're not supposed to congregate, and we're still congregating. So, I don't know what the answer to that is, but that was sort of
yeah,
my...
you know, because if I go out to a restaurant or some, I'm going to peep in the door first. I'm going to look to see how many people are in there. And
right.
I'm going to be concerned about people just getting relaxed, like you said. People are going to relax, and they're going to think, oh, everything is... I agree with the Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland that it's kind of too early right now. We need some more testing. It needs to be more organized. And at the rate we're going, we're going to be revisiting this, and I think there's going to be a resurgence of cases coming back up. We're headed for a second round. It's just not being done right. Suggesting to all of you who are listening to me, don't change what you're doing. Continue to don't go out unless you have to go to work. You know, continue to wear your mask and gloves. Continue to be careful about how many people are around you at a particular time. Continue to use Lysol and sanitizer. Be careful about getting too relaxed, because I'm telling you, it's coming back because of the way this startup is happening. We need more testing. We got to find out. We are kind of blind right now. We don't know what's going on when it comes to where this disease is right now. So it's not being done right. You know, I also encourage you, as we're talking about the mental health part of this, to be careful of consuming too much negative information. But there's a point, I think, each day, even if you limit it to a half hour each day, to get caught up on the news. Don't just hide behind a rock and try to avoid the news. It's to your benefit to know what's going on. And also to see what's going on in other countries, because we're hearing all about us. But let me tell you, it is devastating to some other countries, and now the pandemic is reaching a lot of poor nations right now, and you know, just be aware of what's going on.
And also, Michael, I'd like to chime in too. I received credible information this week that the city of Detroit is going to be doing major layoffs, unfortunately,
yeah.
because the revenue is being affected, And you have to think about it like this. A lot of the people who live in the city of Detroit are suffering. A lot of people in Detroit are hourly employees, and those are the people who are really affected and impacted by this coronavirus pandemic. So we're going to be seeing a lot of changes coming forward very soon in the city of Detroit with the businesses, with the way things are ran at the city county office. So we just have to keep our prayers going for the city because things are not looking very good right now.
You brought that up. Yes, there are layoffs. There are anywhere from 5% to 20% cutbacks for city employees. So, yes, we got to brace ourselves for some loss of city services and some delays because the city has spent a lot of money confronting this virus and then also lost a lot of money in taxes and income, especially we have had no income from the three casinos since the shutdown. Look, Randall Smith is joining us right now. Randall Smith is a gospel music artist. He comes from a family of church people, and he is a recording artist. Randall Smith, Minister Randall Smith, thank you so much for joining us on the Michael Van Tool Show.
It's an honor, sir. It's an honor, and I appreciate you all. Good morning, great women.
Good morning, Randall. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we know this is not your first time. We know this is not your first time joining us on the show. We're glad to have you back. So, Minister Randall Smith, tell us a little bit about your background. You are in a church family, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I call you Bishop, but I mean, well, so you're not the only minister in the family, right?
No, there's two more. One is Pastor Ken Renard Smith of Detroit, and the other is Elder Chester Gray out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So it's an honor. It's an honor. And I had two of the greatest parents on this side of heaven. Fortunately, my father passed, Cleo Smith, and my mom, she's 95 years young in Cincinnati, Ohio. So we've had a blessed life. And
great.
For the most part, God allowed me to experience the singing ministry, and it has been a blessing. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, we consider you a part of the family here on the show. We know you listen. You're one of those listeners that tunes in every morning, so I just want to publicly thank you right off the bat because we know that you listen every Sunday morning, so thank you. We appreciate that. So we know you know all about
I appreciate
church
you all
the weather. You know all about the show. So,
I appreciate you all. Y'all are awesome.
So you've been in the studio over the past few years. You've been working on some projects. Tell us about the song You Are Everything. We're going to play a little clip in a minute, but I just want you to set up the background on this.
That song was given to me. I was taking care of my parents on Warwick Street. Many of you all know Warwick and Joy Road. And so that's where the song was birthed. I was, in fact, in the basement doing some things for my mom. And out of the clear, I said, Lord, I've never did this before, but I want to do something different. I've always wanted to be not like everyone else, but you know, different. And so when this song came, a young man named Neil, he went to Bishop Shear's church. That young fella got hold of that song, and me and him both was crying. And so then from there, I took it to a couple of other people. Everybody heard the song and said, man, you need to get this out because this will be a blessing. And from that one, some other songs were birthed, and we're working on those presently. So it's just an honor to be serving in that magnitude, especially in this hour with what's going on. Oh, my. And ladies, I know you all understand because everyone is being touched by this pandemic. People that I've known have passed away. And so it's rough out here now, my brother. It's really something.
Yes, I think we all have, you know, somebody very close to us. We all are going through the same thing right now, and it's just. But I tell you what, just like the poem that I read at the top of the hour, the God's power is enormous, and we see how great He is right now, and we are cheering the recoveries that we see.
Yes.
Even through, you know, some people have been on ventilators for weeks, and finally get off and walk out. And that's what we are so glad about. We're glad to see that there's some bright spots in this. Minister Randall Smith, we're going to take a minute and listen to a little sample of You Are Everything. Let's listen to
that. I appreciate that, sir.
Okay.
More than a mother, father, sister, brother, you.
Smith, great background and production. It sounds great, and you know, congratulations on this. And
Thank you.
This is just a single, but you're working on a complete album.
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
Great.
I want to do this. I want to give a special shout out to Mom Hattie Humphrey, such a sweetheart. Such an angel.
Oh, absolutely. You know, she's another one of our strong listeners, because when she's not on, she's listening. I can guarantee you right now she's listening this morning.
Oh, we celebrate her. We love her. And then I want to say a shout out to my management team, KGI Management Team. Blessings to you. I'm sure you may be listening, but we love you, my brother. Many more years of success. So I appreciate you all.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, KTI. We got to remember your team. And Minister Smith, of course, you know the program. This program is available for replay every day this week leading up to Sunday. So if the KTI wants to listen in, they can listen in at any time. Just click on to the promo on Facebook, and it connects you right to the show. And, of course, you can also dial in at 563-999-3557. Minister Randall Smith, thank you so much. You know, you're family now on the show. We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you listening, and great job, and very inspiring music this morning. We needed that song this morning. God is everything.
Listen, let's keep praying, and let's keep fighting, because this too shall pass. You great lady, have an awesome day, and be blessed. Thank you too, sir.
You too.
I appreciate you.
God
you
bless
too.
You.
Too.
You know what? You know what, Randall? Yes, Randall Smith said it right. You know, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, superstar team. I just want to go person by person. First of all, let's go to LaToya. LaToya, what do you have going on? Because we're branching out here. We got a media powerhouse going on right here between the four of us. There's a lot of radio going on here. LaToya, tell us about your new show that you just started yesterday and how we can listen into it. And when do you air?
Okay, thank you, Michael. I just launched my very own podcast called Speaking of Love. And the podcast is dedicated to the memory of my father, who recently passed away. My dad was an award-winning sports radio show host for WGPR back in the 1970s, and his show was called Speaking of Sports. So I thought, speaking of sports, speaking of love, I'll create my own show. So the show will be aired every Saturday at noon, and it's going to be on YouTube, Spotify. What I will do is I will post the information on my Facebook page once everything has become finalized. So Speaking of Love is my new show.
Excellent. Congratulations. All right. Kimberly,
congratulations.
You had something already up and popping on Saturdays, too, Saturday afternoon. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you, Michael, and congratulations, LaToya. It is a new beginning. I have launched my own podcast called The Kim B. Davis Show, and you can go to YouTube. I'm currently recording. I'm trying to get an entire season together so we can get it loaded up on all the podcast channels, including iTunes. But you can go to youtube.com/KimberlyBachelorDavis, and you can see all the recordings and check them out.
Okay, say that again. Where can we go? Say it.
You can go to youtube.com /KimberlyBachelorDavis, or you can go to my Facebook page, and I'm posting links there as well.
Excellent, excellent. All right. And then, Henrietta, I know you got some plans. You may not want to tell us all the details yet until everything, but tell us what you're thinking about or working on.
Well, you know, to join my podcast sisters, I have been actually, you know, in the works of doing a podcast for about a couple of years, but it's just, you know, the timing and everything just wasn't God ready. And during this pandemic, I kind of sat down and thought about and restructuring, trying to give it a name, trying to give it some idea of what it would mean to be a political analyst and when I talk politics. So in the works, me and a couple of other political friends decided to do or to try and create a podcast called The Community Speaks. And it's a podcast that's based upon what politics means to us in the community. So we are putting our heads together. We're looking maybe to launch it between June and July because we want to really get some good hard evidence, and we want to get some good stories coming from the community, and not so much, we don't want to keep it strictly politics, but we want to add politics to the community and have the community talk about what it means to them and how it affects their lives. So I'm looking forward to that because that's going to be some good series. And then, of course, we'll be having some political panelists on speaking about what they do up in Lansing, what they're doing in Washington, and what to expect as a community when it comes to political change and legislative. So we're going to really break it down for the community when they ask questions about politics.
Well, let me tell you, I don't know about you all, but what I'm seeing here is a media powerhouse in a minute. So all I'm saying is that we just need to keep our phone numbers because this is going to be reach far and wide. The reach that we all have between the four of us, I'm just glad to be with some superstars here this morning.
Well, thank you.
And also, I would like to take a few minutes to thank Kimberly Bachelor Davis because Kimberly was the person who gave me the answer for her podcast show. And the lady's name is Heather. She's a really beautiful person, and she's helping me to create the dream that I've always had. So, Kimberly, thank you for putting me in touch with someone who can help execute my dream. Thank you, Kimberly.
You are so welcome. And as I told you, LaToya, it is all about us helping and supporting one another. And I just have to say thank you to Michael and Missionary for giving me the opportunity to be on the radio show and then helping me to launch my dream of having my podcast. It's been an amazing journey.
Excellent. All right, guys. Look, this hour is gone already. I want to thank my producer sitting next to me. You all haven't, you don't hear him at all, but he is working. He's the reason why everything has been running so smoothly. Cameron Van Tool. Thank
well
you, man.
Done,
thank
Cameron.
You. Yeah.
Go
yeah.
Cameron.
Good job.
Cameron.
He actually sits here and he's listening and monitoring the show just like a listener, and he's letting me know what's going on, how it's sounding. And he's operating the boards here, so he's doing a great job
awesome.
Just making me a proud dad. So, yeah.
Awesome.
But thank you, guys. We're out of here. God bless you. See you next Sunday.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Have a good one.
Have a great week.